The surge of holiday joy from Thanksgiving to New Year's can make a swell of grief for those who've experienced loss. Holiday music, family traditions, and festive decorations meant to bring joy can be reminders of sorrow that illuminate just who is missing from the dinner table. And holiday grief is especially tough on children. Our reporter Holly Hutchings spoke to Kaylee Kurazowski, a 15-year-old from Reno who lost her sister to suicide, about how grief affects her this season.
This time of year is really focused on family, but your holidays are missing someone special, right?
Yes.
So can you tell me a little about that?
Yes. About 2 years ago, I lost my sister to suicide. She was 20 years old, and it was really hard. It was a really difficult time.
And what grade were you in when you lost your sister?
It was actually during the summer, so I was going from 7th to 8th grade, and it made going into the school year a lot harder. It just made me think about things that I didn't think about before, and when you lose someone to something like suicide, it changes everything for you. She always told me when we were younger that she would help me get through high school, and so when she passed, I thought, well, who's going to help me through the next 4 years?
What helped you get through the initial pain of the loss?
I think the major thing was focusing on writing. I wrote a lot about what I felt, and I was very angry. I was mad at the world for treating her the way that it did. For someone to take their own life, it's just, there must have been an edge, and that edge, she got pushed over. After a while, I was able to filter that and pretty much knock it down to, I just miss her, you know, and that's what all that hate was about, is just, I wish she was here.
What's helped as that grief has evolved?
One of the major things is remembering the little things. Throughout the 2 years, there are holidays and stuff, and there are little, not traditions, but there are things that we would do specifically for those holidays that makes me feel better about everything. You know, like for an example, with my grandma's Christmas tree, every year we would hang up ornaments, and she had these Scooby-Doo ornaments, and me and her would fight over it all the time, and she loved Scooby-Doo, so she would always want to hang those up first, and me and her would argue back and forth about it. And it's just remembering those simple things is amazing. You know, it's focusing on those things that helps me get through most of this.
So with it being the holiday time, what are your thoughts and feelings as the season is kind of in full bloom?
My thoughts about it is, go through the holidays the way that she would want me to. Don't dwell that she's not here. I mean, you can have your moments and everything, but the holidays, it's the time to appreciate what you have and acknowledge that you got to spend time with her, and that's what counts. Whenever she would walk into a room, there was always a light. Always, 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 always. There was always something to laugh about or look forward to. So I think carrying that on into the holidays is what she would want most.
What do you wish people knew about suicide?
I wish that they knew that it is not an answer for anything. You know, it's not an easy way out. It's not. And I can guarantee right now, there is always, always, always going to be someone that misses you. I don't care if you think so or not. You are wanted and you are loved no matter what. And the fact that Melissa thought that she wasn't, it doesn't mean anyone did anything wrong. It doesn't mean that at all. It just means that she wasn't seeing the love that the world had for her.
For those of us who haven't had to endure this kind of loss, is there anything that we can do on the outside to help those that are hurting specifically during this holiday season?
One of the main things is try to respect their memories. So one of my main focuses this Christmas is to bring up the memories that I have of Melissa, because those are the things that matter most to me. Try not to act like it didn't happen. It did happen. That's something that will never change. Talking about Melissa is, I love it. I adore it, because I have so many memories with her. Being allowed to talk about that kind of thing means a lot. And even if a friend didn't even know her, you know, you don't have to know her to listen. You know, you don't need to say you're sorry. You don't need to say that you wish it could have been reversed. I just want to talk to you about Melissa.
I've been speaking with Kaylee Kurizeski. For KUNR News, I'm Holly Hutchings.